Welcome to Scale Up and Grow, a podcast from Turning Point Training and Development, where we discuss everything you need to know for your own personal and professional development and growth. Here's your host, Mary Ricketts.
One of the most energetic things for me to do is to go out networking. I also know that it's not the same for everyone. I want to give you some tips and some tools to use while we're networking. And first of all, remember that networking is still extremely important. I have to give a big shout out to a good friend of mine, Dr. Cass Butler Dunlap. Years ago, of course, everything was pre-COVID, right? I was able to go to Webster University here in Kansas City and present a networking one-on-one workshop for some of their graduates of their MBA program. And then I had a chance to do it at the KCK Chamber, and I had a chance to do it, present that same workshop for Central Exchange. So I'm very, very passionate about it. I want to share some things with you. Let me give a little bit of backdrop, because in an increasingly digital world where we are connected, we're often making clicks, right? We're clicking, we're typing. The art of personal networking may seem like a daunting task for some of us. However, for that ambitious and driven and professional man or woman, the ability to confidently navigate a room full of potential contacts can be a game changer. Networking outside of your organization provides a plethora of benefits, from expanding your professional contacts to discovering new opportunities to gaining fresh perspectives and insights. I have a favorite location I love to go to in Kansas City to listen to live music on Friday nights. One of my favorite artists in the world is there, and I absolutely love it. I love the vibe of the location. I used to get teased by my girlfriends when we would all go together, because they would be like, "Can't you just sit down?" I'm like, "No, I want to meet the people in the room." And I do it. I get up. You know, when there's a break in between the song, if I'm walking, you know, throughout, if I'm going on the back deck, whatever it is, I'm meeting people. I never know when I'm going to make a great connection. I never know when there is a potential opportunity in the room, and it works. I'm not talking about being flirtatious. I'm not talking about being obnoxious. And I'm not even saying that you need to always keep business and a professional mindset at all times. But networking is really just communicating with people. By establishing connections outside of your immediate circle, you're opening doors to new partnerships, new collaborations, and yes, potential clients. Networking often reveals unseen possibilities and could be a critical path to innovate ideas and solutions. It's even an effective way to learn about trends, challenges, and opportunities in your industry, which can provide you with a competitive edge. And I think that's what we all want. Moreover, networking is an invaluable tool for personal growth. It allows you to build personal relationships based on mutual trust and respect, and not just personal relationships, but also your professional ones. It allows you to hone your communication and interpersonal skills, and watch this, receive constructive feedback from experts in your field. It also offers a platform for you to share your knowledge and experience, positioning you as a thought leader. In the face of a networking event, it's natural to feel a little bit of anxiety. It's okay to feel a degree of anxiety or discomfort, but with careful planning, a positive mindset, and a few effective strategies, you can become just as poised at these events as you are in your office, behind your computer screen, or your multiple computer screens. Remember, the rewards of networking are vast, they're multiple, they're manifold, and can significantly, watch this, can significantly propel your career forward. I'm going to give you some tips that will provide you with practical tips. I don't want you doing anything off the wall and something that's going to really, really put you in an uncomfortable situation. But I want to give you some practical tips on how to work a room without feeling nervous, enabling you to tap into the power of networking and elevate your career. I hope you're ready. All right, let's dive in. Let's get started. Maybe you do feel confident tweaking your LinkedIn profile, but your palms sweat. Your palms sweat when you think about building connections face to face, right? And we know that there was a huge shift in 2020 where we are now super comfortable emailing and being on Zoom and then being on Zoom and StreamYard and all the other video platforms without our screens on. With a little advanced planning and your mindset shifting to some positive thinking, you can be just as poised at the events as you are in the office. Let me give you a few tips. The first one, do your research. Advanced research is a great solution whenever you want to calm your nerves and make a strong impression. Browse online for details about the event, about the venue, and expected crowd. If you are on Eventbrite and you're looking up, leadership events or networking events, whatever it is, or if it's just a workshop, doesn't matter what the event is. Take a look at the organization. They should have a write-up there. Hopefully, you can go to their website. They may have some pictures on there, but if not, just research the organization that's hosting it. That can often give you a good idea of what type of vibe you should expect. The other thing you could also look at is take a look at what the tags are. If they're tagging professional women, leadership development, things to do in your city, that'll give you a good idea. It's like, okay, this is really kind of open to the public. We may see a mix of everyone there. Second, clarify what your purpose is. Why are you going? Focus on your goals instead of the butterflies that are in your tummy. Maybe you want to invite two new acquaintances out for coffee. Maybe you want to consult with experts about the impact of a recent legislation in your industry. Why are you going and what do you want to walk away with? One of the tips that I often give for my introverts is you're not there to try and walk away with 50 business cards at any event. If you're going to a workshop, you're not there to meet 50 people and put 20 coffees on your calendar. Consider three. Maybe five. But if you're comfortable, start off with three. I'm looking for three people. And oftentimes, because I am not an introvert, I will look for that person that is sitting off to themselves, the one that no one else is really speaking with. I will go and introduce myself to them. And then I have a set of questions that are always available. How did you hear about this event? Awesome. Tell me what industry are you in, or how are you connected to the host? Simple questions. We have to also get away. Well, where are you from? Where do you work? What do you do for a living? Come up with something different. If they're already eating, if they're already having a beverage in their hands, oh, what are you drinking? Oh, how are the appetizer? How's the food? Something soft and simple. But think about why you're there. I am there to meet three people. Three potential coffees. I'm there to just introduce myself to three people. Oftentimes, I don't bring business cards. I will try and connect with people on LinkedIn versus doing a business card. Or if you have the app on your phone, like Hi Hello, where you can scan each other's connections and it'll pop up in your phone. Do your research, clarify your purpose, and then consider this, bring a friend. Bring a friend. I am not an introvert. I love going to networking events, but I also have several other professional women that I will invite. Say, did you see this event? Why don't you consider coming with me? While you eventually want to be able to muster courage to fly solo, if you want to, you don't ever have to. Companionship can help while you're still in training and trying to work a room. Just be sure to split up frequently so you can mingle with others. If you're going to an event or a workshop, don't sit with someone that you know. I know it's the most comfortable thing to do, but if you have to sit at the table with someone that you know, because that's what you're really comfortable with, make sure that you speak to the person that is on the opposite side. If you really get comfortable, have them sit at the table with you, but maybe two or three seats apart so that you just don't speak to them and you will have the opportunity to gain conversations and perspectives from others at the table. When I do arrive at an event with a colleague or a peer, we may walk in the room together, we may have driven together. But when we get in the room, it's like, okay, let's split, meet you back here in 10 minutes. Let's connect. Let's see who we knew. And sometimes what will happen is that person may see someone else in the room that I don't know, right? Because we all have different circles. But it allows us to say, oh, have you met Mary? Or I may say, have you met Gina? Let me introduce you to Gina. Gina is in this industry, blah, blah, blah. Have you met Camille? Have you met Robin? So those are the things that are nice to do. Have you met this person and that person? Okay. Do your research, clarify your purpose, bring a friend, volunteer your services, transform yourself into an instant insider. Call the host and offer to help with registration or escorting speakers. You'll probably meet more participants. And your role provides an instant icebreaker as guests come to you for information. That tip may seem a little awkward if you're not really comfortable, but let me tell you what it does. If you happen to know something about the organization, especially if it's a nonprofit, it is definitely okay to say, hey, I noticed you have your event. I've been following you for a little while. I'd love to volunteer. I could arrive about 30 minutes early. Do you need help checking people in? Anything like that. I can remember the first time I was at Central Exchange and we had a new administrative supervisor manager there. And it looked like she was just absolutely overwhelmed because it was a lot of people coming in at once. She was the only person checking in. And I remember offering my services to help. Didn't know the level of professionalism and connections that this woman had, but it was amazing. And we stayed connected for many, many years. Later wind up serving on a board together, but it started from that conversation. Prepare small talk. I brought this up just a little bit earlier. Prepare two or three questions, and not that you want to sound like a robot every time you meet someone, but prepare small talk. Are you stumped for something to say? You don't want to be. And I'm not just saying have your elevator pitch in mind, but read up on breaking industry news. Write down questions you want to discuss with other guests. If there's something particular about the event or the host for the event, and you could find a recent article, or if they have a podcast, say, oh my goodness, did you happen to hear, you know, this person's podcast last week? It was really great. Think of something. Oh, I noticed there was an article, you know, a few months ago in the Business Journal about Mentoring Monday or whatever it is. Did you happen to catch that? Be prepared. And then don't forget about those small, quick questions you can ask when you're in a one-on-one. You never want to interrupt other people talking either. Okay. Do your research, clarify your purpose, bring a friend, volunteer your service, and prepare small talk. I have a few more for you. Dress the part. Dress the part. Appearances count too. Okay. Convey that you have a lot in common by going along with the dress code for suits and ties or polo shirts or khakis. You'll feel more at ease and start to build rapport. Dressing the part is just as important to not be overdressed as much as you don't want to be underdressed. But here's the thing. If you have never been to this event and you have no idea what it would look like, business casual at a basic networking event and workshop usually will be just fine. So here's the thing. If you are going to an event and your work attire is extremely different than what they have for the event, It is okay to keep a change of clothes in your car that's pressed and ironed and ready. Shoes, if you need a change, especially for the ladies, if we are thinking, oh, I may want to freshen up my makeup. Let me tell you the other thing that we don't talk about much, and I know that it's probably going to sound a little interesting, but we talk about bringing mints. I know there is nothing like showing up to an event and we already have coffee breath. Or we've already eaten throughout the day. That's normal, right? Let me give you all a little backdrop. My father was a dentist growing up. So it was very, very common for us, even in elementary school, in middle school, that we had to keep a toothbrush and toothpaste in our backpack. If you were in the office, absolutely keep a small bag of your toothbrush, your toothpaste, anything else that you think you want to have available so that you can arrive feeling comfortable because you are feeling fresh. So, whatever that means for you, consider that. I absolutely recommend keeping the toothbrush and toothpaste in your office so that you can arrive fresh. Keeping a few mints in your pocket or in your purse is also a great idea because sometimes it is a dinner event or you have appetizers or you have beverages. And when you're networking and we're sort of in the post-COVID era based on the news, but we're getting more comfortable speaking to each other in closer environments. So bring mints. Smell as good as you look. Fresh breath makes it easier to wow others with what you have to say. And if you pause for a moment and think what it was like when someone got real close and had a conversation with you and their breath was not fresh, keep a toothbrush and toothpaste in your office. And of course, if we're leaving from home, we shouldn't even have to talk about that. Okay. Let me review those real quick for you again. Do your research. Clarify your purpose, bring a friend, volunteer your services, prepare small talk, dress the part, bring mints. Let me go back to dress the part one more time. There are often times where I am very dressed up, the heels, the dress, the jewelry, all of that. If I know that I'm going to an event that's a lot more casual than what I have on, I will simply change shoes. I may not go through the whole shenanigans of changing an entire outfit, but I may change shoes. If I know that I will be out doing other things and I have other meetings, and maybe it's a little bit more coffee meeting, so I may have jeans on with a blouse and a blazer. It's okay that I may just throw on heels with that. Gentlemen, same thing. If you have jeans on and a golf shirt, it may make sense to keep a blazer in your car. Okay. You want to be comfortable when you arrive. A few tips when you're at the actual networking events. Radiate with enthusiasm, smile wide, think positive, walk in with a smile. When the person is checking you in, speak to them as if they are the host for the entire event. Don't dismiss who is running the front desk. Don't dismiss the person that is checking in. Don't dismiss who is greeting at the door because you have no idea who that person is for the organization or how they are connected to the host. Most of the times, they are connected. Speak to them. I have done that at an event, popped in, helping a friend out. I'm greeting others at the door. I like to greet people when I'm the speaker as well. And then to see the face of people when it's like, oh, this is the speaker. Or, oh, this is one of the people that is being recognized. Or my company is one of the sponsors. Always be polite and kind, but radiate with enthusiasm, smile big, think positive. Remember how beneficial the event can be for your career, for your business, and how much you appreciate those that are around you. Straighten up. Good posture boosts your mood and shows others that you're strong and capable. Now, this is what some of us, but sometimes it's, roll your shoulders back, sit up as straight as you can. If you are seated, be very, very careful slumping over. I have a friend and connection here in the city, and she noticed how I sit up. Whether I am at a networking event, if I'm sitting in at my church. I sit fairly straight up. I don't know if that just came from, dance school when I was younger or because of my mother, but I sit straight up and I sit a certain way and my hands sit a certain way and I cross my legs a certain way, not like a robot, but it's just become very much a habit. And she's noticed it and she said she catches herself sometimes still. And she's like, oh, no, that is not how Mary sits. Straighten that back. Look professional at all times, even when you don't think anyone is looking. Make eye contact. Starting conversations with strangers can be challenging. Establishing eye contact is a natural way to gain someone's attention and introduce yourself. From there, you can start chatting about the food or the program or whatever small talk that you've already prepared. Okay. Remember, radiate with enthusiasm, straighten up, make eye contact, express interest. There is nothing more frustrating than when you start a conversation with someone and all of a sudden they're on their phone. They're looking at their phone, they're scrolling through, they're doing something. That is an absolute turnoff when you are trying to connect with someone. Okay. Express interest. Guests at a networking event are likely to be eager to talk about themselves and their business. What you want to do is ask open-ended questions that keep the conversation going. Share your own relevant experiences. When you ask them the question, oh, how do you know the host and how did you hear about the event? And they say, oh, I saw something online. It's like, did you catch it on LinkedIn where I did? Oh, no. Okay, where'd you see it at? Think about a few follow-up questions, not like a drill sergeant, but very conversational because you want to be authentic. Okay. There's plenty of advice available about networking online. And yes, you want to be careful about some things you look at, but sift through the information for tips that match your strengths and your personality. Understand your communication style. And then understand the style of others. Because there are some styles that ask a lot of questions because that's their style. They're looking for clarification. They're looking for more information. Not that they're being obnoxious, okay? And there are those that will talk about themselves a lot, and you may feel like you don't have the opportunity to share. And it is okay to say, well, let me share something about myself with you as soon as you can get a word in. Slow down. Pace yourself. Be courteous and friendly to each guest that you speak to, but reserve your business cards for those colleagues you're interested in following up with. You don't need to offer your card. You don't need to try and connect on LinkedIn with every single person. And often I will wait for the other person to ask me. If you think there's a hint of, you know what, let's connect. Great. Are you on LinkedIn? Yes, let's connect on LinkedIn. Let me send you a quick message. I'll make sure you get it. And you can ease into it that way. The other thing you want to be very careful about when you are sharing contact information, everyone does not like send me your calendar link. That at times can come across a little, I'm trying to think of the best word to share. Sometimes it comes across very, it's not authentic. Let me just say it that way. It's not authentic and it can come across not being very friendly and you really don't want to connect. It's like, oh, just get on my account, go to my Calendly or whatever, Visibook, whatever you use and, book a coffee with me there. Be careful doing that, especially in a very, very professional environment. I personally do not like it. I don't like it when we're in conversation and you shoot me a link, shoot me your calendar. Now, what you can do, what I often suggest when we have events like this, give them an option. Say, I have two options. Either I can give you a call and we can pull up our calendars and book something immediately, or if it's easier for you, here's my LinkedIn. I'm good either way. Let me know what works for you. Send me your best contact number. Let me give you a quick call. We can sync up our calendars, or if it's easier for you, here's my Calendly. Give them an option, but just telling everybody, oh, here's my calendar, like get on there. Nah, because my time is just as valuable as yours. Okay. Last piece I want to give you on this is move along. Leave your contacts wanting more. You do not need to give them your entire resume. You don't need to do that. Share a few great things. It's usually more productive to strike up a brief conversation and make plans to talk again later if you think you've discovered a potential client or partner. Okay. That way, you can dial down the pressure and explore more options. Be careful getting caught. I would call it caught in the corner with one conversation for 10, 15 minutes. It is okay to say, you know what? I've got about three other people I want to make sure I connect with tonight. Thanks for the conversation. Let me know if you want to connect for coffee, and you put it on them. Put it on them. Okay. Show up at annual conventions and monthly luncheons ready to make new contacts. If there is something in your community that it's every month, there's a certain luncheon that happens every month and they have different speakers. That is an awesome opportunity to be consistent. Be careful sitting at the same table every time. Be careful sitting in the same location in the room. Switch it up when you attend. I have to be careful with that because it's comfortable. Once I get into a seat and I face a certain way, that's where I like to sit. So I may, oh, I like the third table from the window. That's okay. Switch it up each time you visit. That way you can draw in different conversations and make new contacts without being very uncomfortable. Create business and social opportunities by reaching out to others and allow your real self to shine through and feel your new found confidence. I think you're ready. I think you're ready. I'm Mary Ricketts. To your success.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Scale Up and Grow from Turning Point Training and Development. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, check out all of our on-demand training courses at turning-point.newzenler.com. That's turning-point.newzenler.com.